So basically what you're trying to say is that you don't believe women are capable of hosting a show? Or no, I think they not capable of delivering babies, hosting shows, becoming president, operating an automobile, changing oil, making a plate. I got to make my own plate. You hear me? I think they just completely useless. I mean, Kamala could gratify me. I don't need a woman to gratify me. I think they're like cockroaches and flies, and they don't got no purpose. They just annoy ya, just annoy ya. So, what about your mother, sir? I mean, do you believe that I shame her for having I mean, it's really hard to explain, cause I really don't know why she went ahead and want to do something like that without my consent anyway. So okay, let's just try and get back to the subject. So what do you think about women that rap or say, I don't know why they want to compete with us, cause I have flow, and they should just buy our CDs. They should buy our CDs. They be in our videos. I don't think they belong behind a mic or any type of recording equipment, or need to be on stage when a mic and the male's performing there, or alpha male's performing there. So that's why I feel about it. I mean, they gonna shake our ass. They gonna shake our ass. I mean, nothing good for cum buckets anyway. Certain types of men that like them, but I honestly believe that women are completely disempowered. They are the scum of the earth, and they need to find a role because they really don't have one. I think that's why they try to position themselves in male roles, because they want to find a role because they don't know their own. And I don't know their own. I don't think God knows their own role. So, with that, that's basically all I have to say about this here. Okay, sir. Well, I have to disagree with you on certain. I don't care if you're probably you're one of the damn women lovers anyway. No, sir. Yeah, you are. You are. Probably have a wife and all this kind of madness.
Know about her, look her up on Reverb Nation as well as Facebook. You know, I want to give a shout out to all my female MCs from coast to coast. I said I was going to roll call a lot of my female MCs throughout this show today. You know, I am paying attention to what you got going on, and if I haven't got a chance to recognize you as a female artist, just hit me on Facebook. My page is www.facebook.com/purethick. That's PUREthicc. You know, I want to give a shout out to my girl Miss Toy out there in Inglewood, Los Angeles, California area, doing it well. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my girl Treasure out there in Coke Bugatti. I also want to give a shout out to Miss Chaos. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Speedy. You know, it's just so many female rap artists out there I really do admire. You know, my girl Z Diva Pimptress out there in Cashville. My girl Miss Law out there in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Repping for that Midwest one time. Miss Law. You know, just all the female artists out there that's doing it. And I will be roll calling more and more throughout this show. You know, Megan Boots. Yes, Megan. You know, I see you, little mama. You out there getting it in, you know, representing that Memphis area. Let's see. We got a caller calling in, caller 1554. You're live on Bengal Radio. What it is?
What's happening?
What's up with it? Who am I speaking to?
It's your boy, Goofy.
Hey, Goofy. What's up with it?
What's good? You know your boy in the hospital right now, but still trying to get my shout-outs out there.
And I wish you well, you know. I heard about your whole condition, you know, and shout-out to you. Shout-out to the Dead End Boys, you know what I'm saying? So I hope
You already know. All day. As soon as I get up out of here, you got a new album coming out. It's called Lifeless Volume 1. You feel me? I got a new mixtape coming out as long with a DVD. We doing it real raw. We doing it real big.
That's what's up. You know,
with live footage of what we're doing right now, which is what we talking to you right now. That's going to be on my DVD real live. You feel me? And the DVD is called Gotta Get It.
Gotta get it. You gotta keep
gotta
it
get
posted,
it, you feel me?
You know, so we can let the listeners know where we can find that, purchase that, you know. Do you guys have any upcoming projects?
Oh, yeah, we got a YouTube right now that you can check us out on YouTube on Carter Kids Flow right now. You dig me? That's C-A-R-T-E-R-K-I-D-S-F-L-O-W. You feel me? Check it out. You're first. First off, you'll see my new video. It's called I Swang by your boy Goofy. You feel me? We got Icy Blue with his new song called What Type of Shit Is This? We coming full flash. We doing our thing.
Okay, that's what's up, Goofy. So can you tell us a little bit about your movement? You know, where are y'all based at?
Oh, we basically we from L.A. Well, I represent the east side of L.A., the Dead End. The homies that's Icy. We got Icy. We got the homie Lefty. We got a homie named Fame. Young Train. He locked down right now, but everybody got on the free train little shirts. You dig me? It's really, we're really trying to push this movement, get something cracking. We got the boy Solo out there, 5150. He at home right now. You know what I mean? Shout out to him.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yes, sir. We're trying to get a cracking, trying to get up in there, trying to see what's happening, trying to get this action.
Okay, that's what's up with it, Goofy. I want to ask you a question. How do you feel about female rappers, you know, just in general? How do you feel about female rappers and the state of hip-hop with female rappers as a whole at this point in time?
Well, to me, I feel female rappers don't even get no recognition, but when they should, because it's some female rappers out there that's doing better than these niggas, and don't nobody give them shout outs and nobody look forward to seeing them. You feel me? Nobody push their issue or put their CDs on. Like, it's a female right now out there. Her name Poison. I don't know if you know about her or not. You feel me? But she got her own little squad or whatever.
That's what's up.
They call it. They call themselves Fast Money Inc. But they get it cracking.
Yeah.
So be looking out for them. You feel me?
That's what's up. We got these two boys going off right here, you know what I'm saying, Goofy. It's always a pleasure, you know what I'm saying, talking to you. If you want you to stay on and chill with me, you know what I'm saying, if you got to go, then I understand that too, you know what I'm saying. I also host the Twisted Tuesday show, you know, for my male and female MCs as a whole, Banging That Fire Fridays. It's a combination of male and female artists, you know, but I like to throw my female artists out there, so it's Fancy Takeover Friday, you know what I'm saying, and this is where the ladies get it in. You know, I got to dedicate something to the female artists out there. I got to give back to my own communities, you know what I'm saying, and show, you know, my respect to the female MCs that's out there doing it well, you know. So I appreciate
Oh, speaking of female artists and all that, not to cut you off, you feel me, but I just had to say this one time, man. You are one of the hardest female artists that I done heard. And I just got to keep that 100.
Oh, I appreciate
you feel me?
You
shitting on these other females out here with that fake shit. You feel me? You keep it at 100. Straight gutter, straight gut. You already know what it is. Straight from the hood. Cali is about to be back on the map. The West Coast about to be running it.
That's what it is. You know, I appreciate the love, you know what I'm saying, as always, you know, and you got it going on, too. We got to get on a collab together, you know, always, you know, we got to get.
Oh, yeah, you already know that. As soon as you come out here, man, I got to get you in the studio. I built the studio in the trap. You know where the trap is at. You know you got love there. We already got it official. We got all that little shit going right now, you feel me? So whenever I get up out of here and I come see about you, you feel me? Just come up out here. Come out here and holler at your boy. Get you in the studio one time. We can do a gang of little songs. Do our own little mixtape, The Face Off. We can have that coming real soon, too.
For sure. That's what it is. We got to take another call right here. Caller 3489, you're live on Bangout Radio.
Who is it? What's up? It's your girl, Miss Toy. That's what it is.
Hey, Miss Toy. That's what's up with it. And I've been telling everybody about
you. I've
been telling everybody about you, Miss Toy.
That's what's up. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? We got to hold it down for each other. You know, we're going to keep dedicating this Friday to the female MCs out there. L.A. Drina holding it down, you know what I'm saying, with your girl, Miss Toy Inglewood, representing, you know what I'm saying, my new album, I'm a Warrior, dropping real soon. I'm hitting them real hard with my single right now, pushing it through the streets, through the countries, you know what I'm saying, went to Canada and blessed them, trying to go to France soon. So, you know, we're trying to take this West Coast thing worldwide. Even though, you know, everybody's talking about we coming back, we've been out there. That's what, when I went to Canada, they dedicated a whole hour to the whole West Coast, and that was in, like, four different clubs, you know what I'm saying? So they played shit that I ain't even heard in a long time. So people love the West, man. Y'all just keep on cranking out that good music. That's what y'all do.
And that's you, Miss Toy. You know, I'm going to let all the listeners know, my first time meeting Miss Toy was at the Female Hip Hop Honors, and, like, she blew me away. It was so many performances going on, you know what I'm saying? These ladies are on fire, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, like, her whole charisma. If you haven't been to a Miss Toy show, I got to keep it short and sweet. If you haven't been to a Miss Toy show, you got to get to one of her shows, okay?
You got to, man. That's where all my people really get a chance to dig me and really realize what I do and what I do best. And, that's when I can really appreciate my fans, too, because I make sure I go touch the people, you know, before and after my show. So, you know, if y'all in town somewhere in Whittier, June 18th, I'll be in Whittier at the Green Turtle. I don't know when, you know, I'm going to be in L.A. next. So, you know, y'all better come try to catch that one because I'm trying to get on the tour right quick so I can go touch my fans overseas. You feel me?
Man, see, that's what I'm talking about, Miss Toy, and you are a lot of inspiration to a lot of these artists out here that's trying to get it, these female artists. You know, if y'all don't know Miss Toy, y'all can learn a lot from her because she's
man, I'm getting independent, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can't bypass real good knowledge, you know what I'm saying? I know the guys got it, the female MCs got it too, you know what I'm saying? The males got it real good because, you know, they go out there and hustle and bustle, go out there and they got studios and all that type of stuff. But the females got that too, you know what I'm saying? If you want to line up some real good music for the world, you know what I'm saying? Come holler at me, you know, anytime. I'm on Facebook, Miss Toy Keon, you know what I'm saying? Go on there, Twitter me, Miss Toy That Real, because we all need a little bit of consulting when it comes down to this business and to be referred to the people who take care of business. I know everybody do everything. Everybody got a studio. But, you know, when you get introduced to the pros and the multi-platinum producers in this game, you save a lot of time and headache dealing with the suckers. You know what I'm saying? You get your bang out of your butt. You feel me? So when I refer you to somebody, that's somebody who care about me first and foremost and love their craft, and they are passionate about it. So when you say, I need a studio, Ms. Toy, I'm going to go send you to my studio in Compton. When you say, I need a producer, I'm going to go email Payback, and he's going to send you some tracks, and he in Atlanta right now. But you'll swear to God you're in the studio with him right now. Just like when I do this song with you, sis, we going to feel like we've been right toe-to-toe because we going to do what we got to do. And even if we do got to get on the road and get in the studio together, it's going to be official business. You know what I mean?
Man, that's what's up, Ms. Toy. I can really truly say, you know, I admire everything about you. You know, you all about your business sense, you know. And I can learn a lot from you, you know. I appreciate everything.
And
you know,
I can learn a lot
do.
From you, too. That's why I'm calling your show right now, because you're holding it down for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? This is a department that I ain't even worried about right now because, you know, somebody got to do it. You know, I got plenty of hats that I wear as it is, but you holding it down for the radio. You know what I'm saying, for the females, and I love that the most, you know what I mean? My girl, Brandon Kane, you set it off with my people, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the female MCs in the game, whether they new or whether they old school legends, and, I got love for them, like, yo, that's my big sis, Sugar T, you know, Roxanne Shante, we cool now, you know what I'm saying? It's like I've known a lot of these sisters, and I'm thankful that they give me the respect that I deserve as well now because it took a long time to kind of get that respect and earn it, too, because people just see the work you do, and that's it, but they don't know the shit that I do in the streets is really official. That's what makes me official, you know?
Well, can I ask you a question, Ms. Troy? What in your career or what in your personal life that inspires you to just be so damn mellow? Like, I mean, as far as, you know, I know you've been through things in your life which kind of molded you into the person that you are, but at the same time, like, as far as dealing with the business side of hip-hop and all of that stuff, what projects you to be so receptive to other females in the game?
Well, because of us being oppressed so long, I feel like, you know, only thing that's going to really get us over the top is if we unite with each other in some kind of way. And the only way I can really, you know, bring that across is if I show you by example. And if I show you by example how the results that I get from not worrying about everything and just staying consistent, you'll be amazed, you know what I mean? And my struggle, based on my struggle and things that I go through every day, because we all still have our own personal struggles, I don't let my struggles bring me down physically, mentally, or otherwise, you know what I'm saying? I make my struggles into hit music, and I try to challenge my anger into some positive all kind of ways, because I know if I get angry and get all disrespectful in this game, it's going to be disrespectful and angry towards me. So I'm not going to have that, and I need success, and I need stability. So I need, you know, I learned how to do a couple of things, and that's, first of all, control my mentality, do what I need to do that's going to help me, you know, reach my goals.
That's what's up, man. That's what I'm talking about. The professionalism is there. The business sense is there. And can you let us know, what is, from your perspective, what do you feel is the most important part of an artist as a whole, as far as business, image, and, you know, just the music itself? What do you feel is the most thing that an artist needs to master in their career first?
First and foremost, when you start, register your name or something, make you up something for BMI or ASCAP. That's the first thing that an artist needs to do. Don't wait till you get successful and have a song out there and then start trying to figure out what publishing company you want to be with. You're your own publisher. You're your own label from the jump. Nobody knows about you until you go out there and start telling people that you do this. What do you think a label is going to do when they get with you? You know, when they get with you, they're going to go out there and advertise you to potential buyers and people who want to, you know, buy your music or sell tours on you. So remember that you started it off, so you got to kick it off right. And if you don't kick it off right, you're going to have a lot of problems. And as far as women is concerned, of course, you know, be a lady at all times. You know, it's okay. We all want compliments and nice things and things like that, but don't use the music to get those things. Those things will come You know, if you're trying to be in this game longevity, and you wait, man, you don't know how many blessings that come along with being an artist that's successful on some hit music, man. You get so many perks. So remember that, you know, you just got always got to shine, and, you know, you're your own advertisement every day, everywhere you go.
That's what's up. Man, I hope y'all out there soaking up the game. Miss Toy is definitely in the building right here on
Facebook
Takeover Friday. Man, Miss Toy, you just got so much information to offer the ladies out there in the game. You know, we got our switchboards are going off the chain right now. Callers calling in right now. Let's get at Miss Toy. Caller 0644, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
What it do for an L.A. Dreamer? This your boy, Mr. Pills, all the way from the ATL. You already know. What's going on, Miss Tora? I appreciate that game. You know, it ain't just for the ladies. You put it on. You put it right on it. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what's up, baby. I love the ATL. I got family out there. My family got a real estate company out there in the ATL. I'll be out there shortly. Deal with all my family and all my homeboys and fans and friends and all of that. So, what love, baby? You know, I got to spit the game.
That's what it do for. You know what I'm saying? Black Rain Entertainment, we down here doing big things. You know, your boy just finished up his video with my homie Monte Carlo. You know, it's just big things. Like you say, blessings come within those that just do right and handle their own business. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah,
what else you got going on? Because the ladies got it popping, you know what I'm saying? My new album, I'm a Warrior, you know what I'm saying, with my boy, Mr. Payback. I got a hit single with my boy out here, Star Lab Productions, you know what I'm saying, called I'm a Warrior, and that's why it's going to go down this year. This album featuring Ice Cube, Too Short, E-40. I got Lil Wayne and Tupac on my album, Yo-Yo and Sugar T. So we're going to keep blessing them with some of these real, real knockers that we keep knocking on them. You know what I'm saying, with a couple of new artists like Butterfly, my homegirl from Houston, Texas, Cliche, who's been holding it out there, holding it down out there for like 10 years straight, album after album,
right.
Cranking them, female mixtape, SoulSouth.com,
like,
Hustle Hard, 1-4, you know what I'm saying, I never stop making music every day, I got a catalog that'll kill this whole game.
Man, that's what's up with it.
That's
called you eating, sleeping, and breathing music.
Yep, and right now I'm finna go on here and send off some graphics for the artwork for the album. So, you know, hold it down on the station. I'm gonna be listening. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get back to work so I can keep motivating my West Coast and my worldwide players out there in the hip hop game.
That's what's
true
up,
that,
Miss Toy, and I will be getting at you and much success on everything.
So, do it the right way this time.
Yeah, Dr. didn't come back. So.
Yeah.
What you say, Matt? What you say?
Much success and love on your tour that you got coming up. Keep us posted because
right.
I would like
all
the
right.
footage of that tour. Definitely.
I would love for you to come down and do some interviews with some of the artists that are doing the show with me. And I'm going to keep you posted on that. First, I got to listen to some tracks for her so you can get on some stuff and have your single ready and all that. They don't know what Miss Toy will be doing with you. You know what I mean? We working. So, Miss Toy Production in the building, leaving the building, finna do my thing. Facebook me, Miss Toy Keon.
I'm
going to
be looking out for you, Miss Toy.
Yeah, make sure you do that, baby. When I get to the A, I want to link with y'all. You know, that's real business.
Oh, no, this is way from L.A. Mr. Fields, baby.
All right, Miss Toy. See, that's what I'm talking about. Love right in the building. The 404 is definitely in the building right now. We got another caller that's calling in right now. Caller 6493. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What it is?
What it do?
Who am I speaking to?
You know, you're talking to the infamous Ace, man. Swagger Movement. Y'all know we up at the Sean's 11 building. You know how
Swagger
we getting it
movement.
Down. You know, Starlight ENT, you know. You know, we out here doing it right now. We about to get a live session going on tonight. I'm in the booth right now. Tell you the truth, you know, you gotta listen to Bang Out Radio. If you don't, I don't know where the hell you been. Make it act right.
Ace, you need to send me some of that music, that good old music, you know what I'm saying? We need some of that live music so they can see what we're talking about. If y'all don't know who Ace is, you know, Ace is the CEO of Swagger Movement, and these guys, they just calm down and they shut the party down. You know what I'm saying? They got some bomb live performances that they that they bring about, you know what I'm saying? They're giving it all over, coast to coast. Hey, can you tell us more about your movement?
Okay, Swagger Movement, man, basically is a form of 148 artists, you know what I'm saying? It ranges from the United States. We've always got artists in the UK to Jamaica, a few artists from Japan, of course, this place, of course, in on our urban cities, you know what I'm saying? We're looking for unique talent. And right now, we're pushing our girl movement real strong because there's not enough people out there who got a strong base of girl movement going on. And that's what really is. The game is oversaturated with a lot of men right now. Not
that's
saying that man can't, it's not marketable. You know what I'm saying? We just need more female voices out there. You know what I'm saying? They're getting less heard. You know what I'm saying? Nicki Minaj, she broke in the door, so it's not to take advantage of that situation. So I think that's the best move to go through right now. So I'm pushing every female I run across, R&B, rapping, you know what I'm saying, anything. I don't care if it's pop, we pushing it. So
that's
anything doing with that, we're going to do it. And let me see, another thing about Swagger Movement is, you know what I'm saying, it's not, I don't know what people get the misinterpretation on, like, with Swagger and with Swagger. See, Swagger, it can be duplicated. It can be copied, you know what I'm saying? Swagger, it's authentic. It's all you. You can't be duplicated. You can't wake up and turn your swag on like Soulja Boy. Why should I be like LL? You got to be who you are. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got to be from Swagger Movement if you're unique in your own thing. And all our artists and everybody we mess with is unique. So yeah, just go ahead and look that up. Yeah,
well,
also, check us out on Warstar Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? We up on there. We are Killing Reverb Nation if y'all run and check that out. We got SoundCloud. You just Google it. Swagger Movement. You can't miss us. YouTube, anything.
So
if you want to know some more about
Swagger Movement,
yeah, you can just Google us. Everything will pop up. You know what I'm saying? You can't miss us.
Stuff. I'm gonna be doing that. This your play Goop, by the way, though.
This my boy Goop.
Boop.
My
Goofy.
This my boy Goofy right here. You know what I'm saying? Calling from LA. Yes, on the
I think I run across this page before. Sound very,
yeah.
Very familiar. What part of LA you from? Compton? Somewhere around there?
Nah, I'm from South Central.
South Central? Oh, so you a South Central baby like me then. What's up?
You already know what it is, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Gotta get it in. Got to,
yeah.
Man.
We gotta let it be
before
known where we're coming from.
Yeah, so hey, can you let us know more about your girl movement that you got going on? Who are some of the females that you got in your All-Star lineup?
Okay, as of right now, you know I'm not there waiting for you to come get part of this lineup. We still got tracks for you to get on LA Adrena for sure. You know what I'm saying? We got TRRR. We got an upcoming artist named Mercury. We got B-Fly. We also got Imani. And we also got the two bad girls. That was presented on the Doggy Style album. And pretty much a lot of more AV girls coming up. And I feel like they got a really big shot of making it in the game. And Topaz Lachey also, she's supposed to be coming up to the studio tonight, so that would be real good for her to come through. Mrs. Bangout herself. So, you know.
I got to try to get in on the party, you feel me? I got to try to get in on that party. You know, that's
you know,
what's
you always welcome to come to crash the party anytime you want to.
Oh, yeah, you got a lot of the favorite female MCs in the building, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I do. I love working with all the ladies, you know. So that's what's up. I really commend you, you know what I'm saying, for doing a thing with the ladies. You know, these ladies out here, they getting it. So all the ladies that you mentioned, you know, B-Fly, TRRR, you know what I'm saying, Mike, these is all chicks, you know what I'm saying, I'm very familiar with, and they, you know, they out there doing their thing, and they don't mind working with other females in the game. And I feel like that's cool because, you know, like sometimes you can get two females to have two verses on the track, but, hey, it ain't going to happen in the same studio. It might happen where you get their verse and you mix it in with that, but they might not even be voluntarily doing that. So, I mean, it's great when you see a lot of unity in the female hip-hop community all the time, you know. So.
It's about time we need that right now. We really need that. My boy Semi Auto just stepped into the booth up in that building right now. You know what I'm saying? He over here. So he's making up a Swagger Movement for the night. We're going to drop some things tonight. I'm going to let him get on the radio.
What's good with y'all?
Oh, yeah.
Semi Auto in the building. What a dope.
Man, what's up with his Semi Auto? And by the way,
Adrena, what's good, Ma?
Man,
what's good? How y'all feeling out there? This is just a wonderful day.
Man, we're getting it in. It's hot as heck out here in the high desert, you know what I'm saying? It's like, wow. But, you know, I just want to introduce everybody, all the listeners out there, to Semiato. You know, that's the guy that did the first drop coming into the show on the introduction part, you know, about the whole FEMC movement thing. Can you let us know what inspired you to do this, that whole drop right there?
What inspired me to really do it is because, I mean, it's true, like, a lot of females are, like, looked down upon, or they think they're, like, come secondary as far as, like, music, business, and everything else like that. And you really do got some chauvinistic motherfuckers that really be thinking that way, you know what I'm saying? I did it in the comedy sense, but you really do got cats that think about, you know, females in that way or not. So it just inspired me to put a little humor behind it, but at the same time, to encourage females out there, you know what I'm saying, that might be stricken or feel like they just, you know what I'm saying, a scum of the earth and shit like that, to stand the fuck up and be queens the way I, you know what I'm saying, need to be queens, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's basically it.
You know, I just want to thank you, you know, Semiato, Ace, you know, and Mr. Pills from the 404, you know what I'm saying, and other guys out there like Goofy, you know what I'm saying, that out there that's actually, you know, supportive of the whole female the female rap community, because females, you know, we don't get that kind of respect or love. I mean, as a female artist myself, I've been in situations where, you know, every camp you cross is mostly male dominated, you know, and a lot of times the female artists don't even get that respect as an artist. You got to come twice as hard. You got to come twice as gruesome, it seems like, just to even earn your spot, you know what I'm saying, in your own camp. So it's like, you know, with all the females out there that's a part of a male-dominated camp, you know what I'm saying, I give you much love and respect, because I know it was not easy unless you just have an embracive person like these guys. But don't get it twisted. They will call you out if you whack or if you ain't trying to reach your fullest potential, you know. But at the same
Man,
time,
you already
know. It's love. You know, these guys ain't about disrespecting you or none of that. You know, where you go in a studio, like, oh, look at you. You know what I'm saying? And all of that.
Yeah.
You really
craft is a craft regardless, you know what I'm saying? Whether you're a female, you know what I'm saying? The craft is a craft. You do it well, you do it well. You need some improvement, and shit like that. But, you know what I'm saying? Everybody do need improvement in an area or two of their life. So, shit, we just got to keep it pushing and stay sharp.
Hey, not to cut you off, though, but how could I get to your little page or whatever? You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Well, my shit is like under construction. I got like two or three bangers on there right now, but it's basically Otto Denali at Reverb Nation. You know what I'm saying? And I got some videos coming this summer, you know what I'm saying? Be able to get a glimpse of my video, get down and shit like that too. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm basically, as far as my pages and everything, is just developing. It's a work in progress, but I do got material and shit like that. And just holler at me, you know what I'm saying? If you got my number, you want a mixtape, you know what I'm saying? I'll definitely shoot it out to you so you can get a better understanding of where I'm coming from musically.
Yeah, I can dig that right there. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Oh, yeah, let me get one more shout-out, though. One time to my niggas from Loyal Money, you feel me? That's my other little squad right there. We coming soon.
That's
the little young ones.
Speaking of young ones, you know, I got to give a shout-out to my little squad called GMG Squad, Get Money Girls. You know, they between the ages of 14 and 17 years old. You know, they're a group of little femcees, and they're getting it in, you know. So look out for that little single.
Hey, speaking of that, how y'all been going? How y'all studio thing been going?
It's been cool, you know what I'm saying? We've been getting it in out here, you know, and just making things happen, you know. I got a lot of little stuff that you know, I've been working on with different people, you know what I'm saying, and then just messing with my main local studio, you know. But definitely when it comes down to it, you know, I've been getting it in. I have to get it in if I can, you know what I'm saying, sticking and moving.
Okay, that's
good stuff. My business,
how'd that new song go?
Huh?
What's up with that new song you had, Let Me Hear That One Night? Did y'all ever finish it?
I finished it with my boy Semiato, you know what I'm saying, and that song right there is really going down, you know what I'm saying, and I'm still looking forward to my other female artists out there getting on the remix, you know, so the remix is going to be up and coming, you know what I'm saying, and you can just tell me, you know, what you think about it, you know, for sure. I might drop that today on the show, you know, cause, but like definitely, you know, just getting it in. Shout out to Twin Bonner, you know, she out there doing it in the AV, doing it all over with the HTs and all that, you know, getting it in.
Well, yeah, shout out to Squad Life.
Yeah.
Squad Life coming soon, you know what it is.
Yep, just getting it in. And shout out to my girl Treasure and my girl Coke Bugatti. They whole little squad with TJ and all of them over there at the Swag Kings, you know what I'm saying? They doing their thing. Shout out to Fia Lamour, you know what I'm saying? She doing her thing out there in the Bay, but she about to make her way to the A pretty soon, you know. Shout out to my girl Marley B, Black Molly, you know what I'm saying? They
hey, but I'm about to get up out of here, bro. I'm about to get up out of here, but I'll hit you back up probably later on.
All right, for sure. I appreciate you calling in, too, for sure.
Yes, sir. You already know it's love.
That's what it is. We, you know, we about to get into some music right here on Bang Out Radio, you know. Shout out to my girl Shayri out there in Chi-Town holding it down, you know what I'm saying, the whole Midwest, they doing their thing. All you female artists out there on the East Coast, I recognize your game, you know what I'm saying. Y'all got y'all thing going on out there, too. You know, from coast to coast, worldwide, you know, I recognize a female MC, and I'm saluting you today on Femcee Takeover Friday. So we're about to get into some Treasure. Like, this is what it is. So fresh, so fly.
Let me introduce myself. I'm from the compound. Treasure. But they know me by and call me now. I got the recipe you craving for. This is heat right here. And I got much more. Everybody anticipating, waiting for what's in store. The quiet storm creeping on you when I avoid. I climb the billboard, reaching up for the top. Can't nobody hold me down like Puffy, I won't stop. Fellas in the club swaying back and forth. And the ladies in the club dropping low some more. I can roll through the village. Got some people from the red town.
You heard it right here on Bang Out Radio, Femcee Takeover Friday special, you know what I'm saying? it's really all about the ladies out there that's doing it. You know what I'm saying? I got to give you guys a shout-out, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Megan Boots, you know what I'm saying, and the whole Rat Camp, you know what I'm saying? Y'all out there doing it big, you know. Megan, you know, keep your head up, little mama, and keep going forward with your music, you know. I also got to give a shout-out to my girl Bomb Bomb, you know, GMG all day, you know. She out there doing her thing, holding it down. Just so many different ladies, you know what I'm saying? Y'all ladies out there, keep doing what y'all do. Here we go. We about to give y'all some more FemC Takeover Friday special with my girl Fia with Put the West On. Out there getting it in on that page, you know what I'm saying? Kendra Robertson, I see you out there on the East Coast doing your thing, Miss Lady. Shout out to my girl Chaos, you know, she getting it in. She's an LA-based female rapper, and she does it very well. Shout out to Jasmine Jones, you know what I'm saying? Jasmine Jones, you know, she's getting it in, you know, out there in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, I just want to, you know, salute you ladies today and just let y'all know personally, you know, that I am listening, I am supporting you. If I haven't added you to the to my Reverb Nation page, you know, I will definitely be doing that. All you have to do is just leave your link on my wall or click on the Coast to Coast, the FemC Movement Coast to Coast page on Facebook, you know, drop your links, you know, and information if I can one day get a chance to interview you and see where you're going, you know. Also, I just wanted to finally get a chance to give an open invitation to the Coast to Coast FemC Movement Mixtape Project. You know, I do have an all-star lineup so far. you know, in the works, you know, with Marley B. Tucker, you know what I'm saying, my girl, you know what I'm saying, out there in Jersey, you know, she's getting it in out there, you know, my girl, Miss J-Oz, you know what I'm saying, J-Saz, you know, J-Saz, you know, she's doing her thing out there in the Brick City, you know, I got a couple of chicks out there down there in Ratchet City, you know what I'm saying, Shreveport, Louisiana, y'all getting it in, I see you ladies, you know, and I do want to work with some females, you know, from coast to coast, you know, worldwide with it, you know, I have a few females, you know, that's also signed up for this project that are coming straight up out of Paris, France, you know, and this project, you know, is mainly, you know, to unify us female art as an artist, and not just actually unify us, but, you know, to just show another example of diversity in the flavors of female hip-hop, you know, to basically just celebrate the female MC as a whole. We come in so many shapes, sizes, flavors, styles, and just different walks of life, you know. And I just want to celebrate all the different female MCs, you know, that's out there and bring us together on one project so we can show the world that we are unified, you know, and show that we can work together, you know, and I think that's very important, and I always, you know, reiterate on this whole fact, but I just want to keep doing it, you know, that's the whole point of this show, is to get us unified and to get us to where we are not any longer intimidated by the presence of another female artist, you know. There should be times when you can look to your big sister in hip-hop and get inspiration from her or get some business sense or work on a track that can make yourself hot. You don't always have to have a dude featured on your track to make your track hot. You know what I'm saying? Why not have a female R&B chick on your track singing? You know what I'm saying? Every now and then, let's work it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know, pro-female activist movement or nothing like that where I'm anti-male because, as you can see, I love the males and I work with them very well, you know, but I, at the same time, you know, when it comes to my own sex, you know, I really just want to, you know, bring us together, you know, in the hip-hop game, and, you know, it's really not about the politics of, oh, if I work with you, then it's going to help me, it's going to help my career. No, by you being, by us showing an example that the next female artist out there, by them doing their thing, is not affecting our career on a personal level, it actually opens more doors, you know what I'm saying, for other females in the game. We got to pave the game for the young ones coming behind us, you know. So that's my whole stance behind that. You know, I want the female artists out there to understand that unity between the female hip-hop community is something that actually is beneficial for your own career because, you know, once the stereotypes and the mold of molded blueprint of a certain type of female artist is already broken, then that would make a way for another Queen Latifah, another Lauryn Hill, another you. You know what I'm saying? We don't even got to compare to, like, celebrities out there. But, you know, back when Roxanne Shantae was doing it, you could come in the game if you had lyrical skill and with your sweatshirt and your baseball cap on and just get it in with the fellas. You know, no questions asked, you know. But, you know, it, right now, the way hip-hop is set up, it seems like it has to be, we have to fit this certain blueprint. When there's plenty of talented female artists out there that can't hold it down in the hip-hop community, and they don't have to look a certain way. They shouldn't have to look a certain way. We should be able to bring variety to the table, you know. So with that being said, I'm going to give a different type of flavor with my girl Twin with Ticket.
YC on the beat.
Whoop.
Pull it over, and you can run it like a lap. Got to get a tick. Got to get a tick. Got to get a tick.
considerate, hella clean, no phone. LF game, be the game, so the bitch, give me brain. Every bitch I talk to do the same, no lame. Pretty booty bitch, tell me what's the deal. I should make a song about your ass like for real. Better make you love me. Yeah, you got a cool face, but your ass had a big like Duffy. Keep spin around with the dicks in the side. I know you a freak, you just acting kinda shy. Better make a nigga like me say bye, but your ass too big, if you leave, I cry.
Hey girl.
Whoa, somebody tell her pull it over for an HC hit it and leave a fuck over. And you can fuck the whole fam. I'm saying you can get it, bitch, like right now. Cool freak. And he asked who I'm with, most gang in the same, man, you know that's the click. Whoa, you can fuck the whole crew. They all tap that ass like Doug Doug Goo. And her ass looking lovely, thick with a wild ass like Jumanji. Gonna make it bounce like a bungee. Too much in the trunk, call her ass junk. Ooh wee, girl, you pretty hot, looking real bad, and I want it off top. We can push to the crib, you know, straight drop. Keep a bitch with a mouth like a hundred. About to get a tick.
That was my girl Twin with Ticket. We're about to get into some Brandy Kane with this summertime anthem. This chick right here is very lyrical, and she's very politically conscious as well, but she's still bringing that fire music with a message. You know, I got a chance to really listen to her lyrics, you know, and I really just want to give a salute to Brandy Kane out there in L.A. doing it big right here on Bang Out Radio.
Summertime, good looking.
It only made me humble, and though I may stumble, I wasn't made to crumble. Most of us living our lives enslaved in the jungle. Rage and we rumble, cause we gotta pay uncle. So it's hunting season, more than 100 reasons to take the game over and leave these suckers leaking. I'm like a sniper, killing them slowly. I spit it for shorty, spit it for OGs and little homies. The rhythm is holy, something like the feeling from OG. Besides me, shit, I can't think of a chick that can hold me. I've been schooled by D movers, street entrepreneurs. G's from the sewer to rest in peace. Only way to get close to us is if you knew us, and all that bullshit don't throw us, and so you're clueless. It's like the world's getting hotter in the you'll get harder than a dollar and I look up in the sky and wonder how many niggas gonna die this summer. It's not for me. I'd rather cop a key and start a monopoly. But they got poppy, I'd be damned if they got me. I done been up and down, no time to fuck around. 10 years to get set, my nigga touching down. Seen murder, seen beef, never really seen peace. Tired of squabbling with bitches, so I'd rather bring heat. That's the reality of my mentality. I hate to take a life and make it end tragically, cause karma's a bitch, I don't want him after me. Spirits in my dream, look what you did, Brandy C. In a world so cold, how can I live happily? Word on the street, I got this bitch after me. Stay a step ahead, won't make the kid a casualty. Got a good vision, that's just some shit I cannot see. Come from above, voices of my ancestors who was drugged through the mud, speaking through me, angry with a reason to be. They creep in my dreams and school me on the evil they seen and tell me do them justice. And don't give it a foolish fuck, you get the gun and bust it, cause we done been African ways. I wonder how it'd be if we was never captured in caves.
No master and slave.
How come my people had to get raped and brainwashed by a disease that still attack us today? It ain't coincidental, no Africa's collapsing from AIDS. And if they ain't trying to kill us, they bag us away. That's why the youngsters on the block carry bags of yay. It's sad to say, but niggas found the act.
That's what it is. Y'all rocking with your girl, L.A. Drina, right here on Bang Out Radio. This is FemC Movement Takeover Friday Special, you know. And I'm just spending the latest in, you know, the female indie artists that's out there doing their thing, you know. Shout out to my girl, Miss Toy, you know. She came through, you know, and spoke a piece of her mind about, you know, the business aspects of being a female MC, you know, and she left us with a few words of wisdom. If you don't know who Miss Toy is, look her up on Facebook, look her up on Reverb Nation, look her up everywhere. She's got a tour special going on, you know, and she also got her production popping, you know. So look up my girl Miss Toy, you know. Also, I want to give a shout out to my girl Miss Law, you know. She's out there in the Chicago area, you know. She's doing it big, you know, and I got a chance to see her performance at the Female Hip Hop Honors Award as well, you know. These females, they ain't playing no games, you know. And I'm really honored to even be in the likes of, you know, such talent, you know. And all these female artists out here that is becoming receptive towards me, I give you a big salute because, you know, you don't have to have that attitude. You could just brush me off like, oh, you're another chick in the game. Bye-bye. But even, you know, as I'm coming in as a new fresh face, you know, I do notice there is unity in the female hip-hop community. You know, it's just not – a lot of people are not aware of it, so we're just going by what we see in the media. But mostly all the chicks that I named, they're all linked up and connected in some type of way to each other, and they do have love for each other, you know, and I love that unity, you know, and – the ones that don't, you know, get up on it. You know, get up on it. See what we're doing. We're networking. We're getting it in. We're about to be doing some shows together. We're about to be getting it in with the coast-to-coast all-female concerts. You know what I mean? It's time to start networking, you know, and getting it in as the males do. You know, it's time for us to be 100 deep on the stage, pulling each other up on the stage. You know what I'm saying? We need our category back at the BET Awards. But that's the only way we're going to get it back is if we pull together, ladies. You know, shout out to all the listeners out there from coast to coast worldwide, all supporters of females in hip-hop as a whole, you know. Shout out to my girl, these Diva Pimps is coming straight from Cashville, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to rock y'all out with some Diva with Hustling. You already know what it is right here on Bang Out Radio.
Bankroll, Z Diva, Blackout.
I'm
talking about Volume 1,
hustle,
nigga.
Down south,
huh?
That's one
girl. 807
Studios.
I'm just down south, hustling. Money going out, money coming in. Only flipping station, only rapper taking wins. So I'm hustling, I gotta beat it in. I'm just down south, hustling. Money going out, money coming in. Only flipper station, only rocker take his wheel. So I'm hustling, I gotta get it
when
in.
When I hustle, they hate, but it's time to relate. Ain't stopping, they dropping, cause they ain't taking no break. I get down on my grind, and Young Z ain't lying. When it comes down to money, man, I hustle for mine. Let me tell you how it is when you come in the brick. You might see kids hustling, younger than chicks are bad. So I can sing it a hustle, they hating it jealous. But they ain't getting no trouble, cash be a hustle. And that's just me, I lay my head out south.
take a win. So I'm hustling, I gotta get it in. I'm just down south hustling, trying to going out. Money coming in, only flipper station, only rock to take a win. So I'm hustling, I gotta get it in. Yeah, I'm hustling, man, make a dollar. Money don't make a man, so I get it in. I take my Benjamins, I'm with the finest in life, I'ma need a million. A large bank account, save me days to count. Lay the dough on the floor and tell my bitch to count. This how we do down south, children and then we bounce. If you don't know what mouth, them pussy niggas lay them out. For money and hoes, cars and clothes, I don't need it at a Robbie, right? The newest of old. Trying to get their next buck out of Robbie. Bro,
I'm a boss.
Controversial songs of the week, but you know, I just want to let y'all know that, you know, the females are getting it in today right here on Bang Out Radio. If you have any insight that you would like to express to L.A. Drina over here at Bang Out Radio, you can call in by calling 661-621-7559, and please press 1 if you'd like to go live on the air with the host. And that's what it is right here on Bang Out Radio. I hope everybody's having a good Friday. You know, if you're out and about this tonight, make sure you have a safe weekend. Don't be drinking and driving, you know. Get somebody to ride and drive with you, you know what I'm saying? Hit the club up and pop some bottles, you feel me? You know, I wanted to, you know, get into a little bit of information, you know, that I've been gathering, you know, since, you know, this is the Coast to Coast MC Takeover Special, you know. I've been researching females in hip-hop, you know, for the last, I would say, 2 years straight. Every time I turn around, it's always a new one that I don't know much about. You know, I am still kind of curious about the female rappers that's up in the northern regions of the United States. You know, I don't hear much from them, you know, but if you guys know about any, you know, and you can let me know something about certain female rappers that's up there, you know what I'm saying, in Michigan and places like that, you know, let me know what's up, you know what I'm saying? Montana, you know, I would like to know what's up with these chicks out that way, you know, because I'm pretty familiar with my West Coast chicks, you know, and then a few of my chicks is down south that's doing it, you know, even though, you know, from a mainstream standpoint, you know, you do hear more of the prissier chicks that's coming out of the south, but it is a deep-rooted population of lyrical chicks out there, too, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to continue to research more about these southern chicks. You know, I know of a few, you know what I'm saying, that's really getting it in down south, and, you know, they still doing their thing, you know, all up in Miami, all up in ATL, all down there, you know what I'm saying, in Louisiana. I'm listening to the different styles. I like the styles of the East Coast chicks, too, because these chicks, they have more of a, they have a different varieties, but I'm noticing a lot of lyrical consciousness, you know, coming from them. You know what I'm saying? They do get in the booth and they do it well. When it's time to, you know, freestyle, they go in, you know. So I'm looking at that. I dig all the different flavors of hip hop. LA, you know, we're so known for being gangsta, and I think I myself might be a little bit guilty of, you know, that whole genre of hip-hop myself, but, you know, we have our different styles based on different environments we grew up in, you know, and whatever type of hip-hop you are exposed to, of course, you're going to have that kind of influence on your whole delivery, you know, but my whole goal this past year was to become a lot more universal than what I've been in the past, you know, and try to embrace more styles of hip-hop, you know. What I can say is I have been researching even my L.A. chicks. You know, I do see a growing population of female rappers on the L.A. side that's becoming more of the prissy side, too. You know, a lot of, you know, of these chicks out there, they lyrical, but they prissy with it. You know, when I say prissy, I just mean they more girly girl, and they wear their high heels, and they lipstick, and they ready to floss, you know. Those type of chicks, I'm seeing that, you know, but then I see those prissy chicks with the gangster swag, the ones who more like will put you in the mind of the brat too, you know. I like that type of style. I guess that's more the category I would consider myself in, because I'm not so prissy, but I ain't so bubbly either, you know. So, but you know, I embrace all those different styles. Another style of hip hop, you know, for the female MC, you know, that I embrace too, you know, is a lyrically conscious, you know, that can deliver a message. To me, you know, I'm going to be in confession on this show too, by the way, you know. I haven't been so successful at delivering a message in my music yet, you know, and I'm trying. I'm really trying to. And, you know, if you ladies out there, you know, if y'all have some insight on what you feel, you know, that you could work on in your hip-hop game, you let me know, you know, let all the listeners know, you know. Even though I have a lot of anger in my music as far as what you can hear right now, I guess it just depends on what you're going through at the time, you know, to where you can express yourself accordingly, you know. I would like to make a lot more happier music, you know, but so far everything is based on, all the music that I've pushed out is based on my experiences, and so far it ain't been all that great. I had good parts in my life, you know, of course, but so far, you know, all the negative stuff be reflecting, you know, back on my music, the hurt, the pain, the stuff that women go through in life, you know, and stuff like that, and so I've reflected a lot on that. But in my mixtape, you guys will hear more of my universalness when it comes to me delivering a message, you know, because I got a song for the little girls out there, you know what I'm saying, and y'all will get a chance to hear that too, you know. But it's a lot of mixtape projects I wanted to, you know, talk about, you know, with these female artists, you know, that's coming up. As you know, Fela Moore is working on a mixtape project. You know, my girl Miss Toy, she got one coming up. Then you got Chaos, she got something coming to the table. Bomb Bomb, if you haven't noticed, you know, Bomb Bomb, you're going to get to know her real soon. She's that chick from Watts with the bomb tatted on the side of her face, and she's very notable in her lyrical content, you know. She got more of a fun, twisted flow, you know what I'm saying? I've even had the chance to, you know what I'm saying, work with this chick, you know, a lot, you know. So I've watched her grow as an artist, and she's got that swag that you're looking for. Brandy Kane is somebody who I'm new to understanding Brandy Kane, you know, and she's already affiliated with a lot of the female MCs that I'm associating myself with. But this chick right here, what I'm noticing about her music is that she has more of a, I would say, she has a more of a, her delivery is just raw, is raw, is uncut and raw. But she has a way of delivering the music to where anybody will be receptive towards it, you know, because you could hear the message that she's trying to deliver at the same time in her music. And that's another thing, you know, I try to make myself conscious of, you know, as lyricists, we have to be able to go across the board with it. If you are lyrical enough to make somebody listen to what you got going on, be a little bit creative in getting a message in. Even if it's a party song, sneak some politics in there somewhere. Sneak some words of wisdom in there for these little kids, you know, because they do need to hear that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, with that being said, I'm gonna hit y'all with some more music, you know, right here on Bang Out Radio. Females doing it well on FemC Takeover Friday special. Here we go.
This is a big one, bitch.
I'm feeling you. I'm
girl, L.A. Drina. You know, that was Jay Monique. We about to go into a call right here on Bang Out Radio, so don't you go nowhere. All you listeners out there, shout out to all the indie artists that's listening into the show. I just want to let y'all know, you can always submit your music to ladrina.bangoutradio@gmail.com. You know, if you would like to connect with me live on Facebook, I'm always on Facebook 24/7, so you can always hit me up, www.facebook.com/purethick. You know, make sure, you hit me up. Add me to Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, Ladrina. So, Kelly, we getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio, I'm about to go into this call right here. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hey, Ladrina. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. You don't even know who this is, girl. This is Heidi. What's up?
You don't even need no introduction. We already know what it is.
Okay.
Yes,
I just wanted to call and show you some love, and I was trying to listen in. I'm waiting for the website buffering, so I couldn't listen in just yet. But I'm actually in L.A. Due to some unfortunate circumstances, however. But I am out here, and I would love to link up with you. Also, I want to announce, and this is for all of the Fencies and all of the other male artists and everyone who's listening, Glam News, which is my magazine, will be launching this fall. It will begin in July, the beginning of July. So if you're interested in getting some exposure, you can send me your packages with your photos and your music and your music video links to glamnews@gmail.com. That's glamnews@gmail.com. Now, please make sure that you have over 1,000 hits at least on your music videos and people are following you. This magazine is for the medium ground breakers. So you need to be at least on your third step of the game. So I just kind of wanted to shout that out too. So I know, Ladrina, you're going to hook it up and tell everybody about Glam News after I, plug you in a little further. But, I wanted to shout you out anyway. See how you doing.
Heidi, your presence is always honored over here at Bang Out Radio. We do have quite a few listeners listening in, and, these people, they love, to hear about information like that, mostly indie artists listening in to the station, as well as fans of the artists, So I really appreciate that, and we'll definitely, be keeping them posted on Glam Magazine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it gets better. Okay, and it's Glam News, okay? I'm Glam News. And it gets better, though. The Glam News will be in print this fall. So in September, there'll be it's an actual print magazine in September. So the website will be launched in July, but September. So start submitting your stuff now so you can get your interviews, your features and stuff, because in September it will be in print.
Oh, that's great, So I'll definitely have to hook up with you for that, And I'm sure, these other artists out here listening, definitely. But if you guys, if you need this information, again, for Glam News, hit me on Facebook. And also get my girl Heidi, she's got it going on with this, and she's so professional with it, So.
Oh, yeah, add Glam News on Twitter, too. It's at GLAMNEWZ.
Glam News, y'all heard it right here on Bang Out Radio. So Heidi,
yes, and I'll hit you up later, girl. You call me or something, okay? I got to tell you with all kinds of different things going on.
Oh, most definitely. I'm always open to that, and we will be in touch.
Okay, talk to you later.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Much love. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. That was my girl, Heidi. If you... if you miss Heidi, you know, she came in on the show actually, she was in on the second show, you know, and so she came in and she just, you know, showed up and showed out, basically. You know, she was very informative about the business of having a publicist involved with your career and, you know, and things of that nature. And she has a lot of insight about female hip-hop artists, you know, as a whole, you know, and things that we need to know about how to maneuver, you know, in the business side of our careers, you know. So make sure you look Heidi up. You know, she's got it going on now. She's got the Glam News magazine, another avenue for exposure, you know. And you female artists out there, I'm keeping you right in rotation. Make sure you show me some love by clicking that like button on the Fimsy Move to Coast to Coast page, you know, on Facebook. Click that like button. Post your music. Post your links. Post your dates that you have for your performances. You know, I want to see all that stuff, you know, because even if I can't make it, you know, I might be linked up and tied to another connection that might actually go out and support your show, you know, no matter what community that you're in. So, you know, just let me know what's up. If you're local or if I'm within your reach, you know, I'll definitely come through and support you. And that's what it is, you know. Look out for me making my way down south, you know. So you southern chicks, get ready. I'm going to come down there and pay you a visit, see what you got going on. And I look forward to seeing one of your shows, you know, and supporting your show. So make sure you hit me up on my wall. Let me know what you got going on, you know. But we're going to get into some more music right here on Bang Out Radio. This is Coast to Coast MC Movement all day. This is Banging That Fire Friday right here on Bang Out Radio. So I'm about to hit y'all with another joint, MC Friday's joint, after this break.
I ain't going, because if I go to the wedding, I will be the one that says, when they say, anybody has anything to say, I'll be the one to raise my hand and say, if I say what I say, it's going to be a bad day that day. And she has not reached out to me yet. Since that time she came in my house, making it seem like, you know, what she said or how she felt, that's how it should have been. No. You ain't got to surprise me. I ain't getting married to you. You're married into the family, because once you're married to the family, then you're married. Sorry, to me. I am the
rabbit. Trick, I'm the bomb. I know you three times. You gotta watch. No, no, sir. For real, you gotta watch. Give it up, boy. It's a fucking spot. As you can see, I'm all about my watch. I'm the bomb, I need three times. You gotta watch. No, no, sir. For real, you gotta watch. Give it up, boy. It's a fucking spot. As you can see, I'm all about my watch. 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 I'm glad these vultures, they mad. Look at they pride turning back. I got to be a G cause I ain't having that. This old man told me, watch what you say when you rap, cause what comes out your mouth could be a trap. Well, if a booch cry woof, she gon' get smacked and call that fabulous brother on cat facts. I call it general relief cause he was cool after that. My retaliation baby is a monster, willow. Swing her hair back and forth, fight, pillow. Sitting outside your house looking through your window. I parked across the street, Madea told me you gotta watch. Owe you out of money, trick you out of watch. Or be on the lookout for them grits in that pot. Eminem your ass like I got fire from the wash. You don't wanna live here, nigga, gone, it's the spot. The homies coming through, I call that shit non-stop. Sir, I'm on my JV, you can't knock my husband. Pitch your ass out, cause the fight scene and fuss. Keys leave home while you touching the bus. I'm the bomb, I know you three times, you gotta watch. No, no, sir, for real, you gotta watch. Give it up, boy, it's the fucking spot. As you can see, I'm all about my wash. I'm all about my wash. I'm all about my wash. I'm all about my watch. Bomb, dub, I'm very smashing shit. So yabba dabba do ho, what did you do? Translation for that, rap bitch. Or should I say booch? He my turner, I'm hooch. If I said something funny, but my nigga, I shoot. I stomp a nigga straight out with my fucking ugly. What? What's the picture of I'm burying? What's the picture of I'm burying? Yap, yap, yap. I beat the mama. A dinosaur slash and cause all that drama. I'm a T-Rex. Don't know T-Rex is in watch. Give it up, boy. Get the fucking spot. As you can see, I'm all about my watch. I'm all about my watch. I'm all about my watch. Trick, trick. I'm the bomb. I know you three times. You gotta watch. No, no, sir. For real, you gotta watch. Give it up, boy. Get the fucking spot.
Yeah, that was my girl, Bomb Bomb. Shout out to Bomb Bomb, representing Watts, California. You already know what it is, you know what I'm saying, with that joint watch. You know, shout out to all my female MCs out there that's doing the most, you know what I'm saying. These ladies is doing it well, you know. I got to give a shout out to all of my ladies. I was roll calling so many different chicks earlier, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, it's because you ladies always show me love, and not just because of that. It's because I support your movement and everything you stand for. You know, this is a relaxing, you know, weekend, you know, that's coming up. If you'd like to go live on the air with L.A. Drina, all you got to do is call in, 661-621-7559. We're getting it in right here on TMC Takeover Friday special, you know. Shout out to my girl, Heidi, who called in a little while ago, letting us know about Glam Magazine, you know, and everything she has going on with that, you know. Let's get it in. You know, if you're trying to get your publicity out there and you want to advertise your music, you know, I got the right connects with different people. Also, my girl, Lyric Milani, you know, look her up. You know, she's a very talented graphic designer. You know, she's locally in California, but, of course, she can do business from coast to coast worldwide. So look her up, you know, nice graphic design business going on, you know, and definitely we're getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. I'm about to put y'all on to somebody, you know, that you probably haven't heard, you know, in a minute, you know, but I'm going to definitely put y'all on to a fire female rapper, you know, and Hear Me in These Streets by Toy.
I'm a Bugatti. I'm a bitch. I'm a Lambo. Morphe, a lot going. Hear me in these streets. Y'all gon' feel me when I speak. I'm so damn colossal. My haters is drinking baby bottles. I'ma hear me. Y'all gon' feel me cause I'm full of smile. I'ma hear me. Y'all gon' hear me cause I'm full of smile. I'ma hear me in these streets. They gon' hear me. Rush through the yellow tape, make them feel me when I creep. If I can't have it now, I'ma make it same direction. I can get you up, that's why they call it an erection. Assimilating blessings, everything faking. Swine flew the rap game, it be turkey bacon. Simple shit be making it, ain't about your talent. Hope you got a backup plan if you don't make it through the dough. Glad I got a team though, respecting my decisions. Saying what I need so I can get these billions. Any chick I feel them. But you know I'm coming real with them. I'm about that action. Give them satisfaction. Talking shit about me, Toy. Who the fuck you asking? That's why I'm laughing. I review my shit before it's mixed and matched. Now you see the big disaster. I'm a him in any street. Y'all gon' feel me when I speak. I'm so damn colossal. My haters is drinking baby bottles. I'm a him. Y'all gon' feel me cause I'm full throttle. I'm a him. Y'all gon' feel me cause I'm full throttle. I'm a him in any street. Y'all gon' feel me when I speak. I'm cause I'ma shake you up and make your ass get weaker. I'm so damn colossal, my haters is drinking baby bottles. Knowing I'm full throttle, I'm so cool. Why your bitches acting so macho? But I'm a fool's idol, I never lose idol. I clink up on your ass and you gon' think I'm vital. Your bitches needin' lipo, I'm tryna smash with Harpo. You bitches thinkin' leakin', your tunnel's close to carpo. You need resuscitation, you on that medication. I'm on this meditation, a different conversation. But I'm a seven-pointer, I rock this fucking joiner. Looking for the mourners, my niggas in California. Don't let these niggas fool ya, cause they suited and they booted. In the 80s, they the ones that started shooting and the looted. Fuck you recruiters, I'ma hit me in these streets. Room on you bitch.
righteous and hear me when I speak for sure.
Y'all gon' feel me when I speak. I'm so damn colossal, my haters is drinking baby bottles.
That's what it is, right? You know, that's Toy, you know what I'm saying? Right here on Big Out Radio, banging that fire Friday, 50 Takeover with L.A. Drina. You know, shout out to all the listeners out there, you know. I just want to know what y'all think about this show so far. You know, if you want to press one and go live, make sure you do so right here on Bang Out Radio. Just let me know what you think about the whole concept of Fancy Takeover on Fridays on Bang Out Radio. I would like to know if you guys can give me some feedback. Let me know what it is. You know, I got another artist by the name of Shay Ree. I know y'all heard me mention her. You know, she's from the Midwest, you know, out there doing it big. You know, so shout out to Shay Ree. And here we go.
Remember when I had nothing, and I'd be crying.
That's what's up with it. Y'all heard Shay Ree right here on Bang Out Radio, repping that Midwest one time, you know. You know, like I said before, you know, we got so many artists dropping singles and albums this summer, you know. So look out for my boy K-Watch. He got an album coming soon, Gentleman Music, you know. My girl Molly B, she's dropping Ooh Baby. That's her number one single right there. If you don't know about Molly B Tucker, make sure you hit her up on Reverb Nation. You know, she is one of my friends on Facebook. So if you're one of my friends on Facebook too, you know, you can go to me, I'll add her to your page, or you can just check out my friends list and add Molly B. Tucker, add K-Wise, you know, self-explanatory music, you know. A lot of different artists, you know, they're out there, they're putting their, make sure you look out for, you know, these artists, you know, it's going down, it's going to be a hot summer, you know, and what more than to have some good music to listen to, you know. So, also, you know, if y'all, you know, in town or whatever, anytime on the weekends, make sure y'all come through to Mazika's Nightclub where you can, you know, get your party on. You know, we got the femcees be up there showing out. The male MCs be up there showing out. We got another caller calling in right here on Bang Out Radio. Caller 5062, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's good? This is West Cliff. I had some of that LA Dream and shit. You know who it is.
That's what's up, that's what's up. So, what you got going on? Where you calling from?
Not much, it's North Carolina.
North Carolina in the building. So what y'all getting into out there in North Carolina?
Nah, but relaxing, getting fucked up, as usual.
Well, I feel that, you know. I'm just over here just surrounded by good indie artist music, as usual. You know, you're on the female hip-hop invasion. You know what I'm saying? It's Friday Coast to Coast Fancy Movement, you know, and just getting it in for my female artists, you know. So what do you think about that?
I don't really know too much about the female hip-hop game and all that shit.
Why you don't know too much about them?
Because there's one artist always popping a new game and shit. You rather hear too much other female shit. What?
Are you saying it's always only one female artist popping in the game?
Yeah. Besides other females like Nicki Minaj, that's the best I like here. Besides underground female.
Okay, well, I mean, I understand what you're saying totally, you know, but I feel like, you know, that's the whole purpose of shows like this, you know, to let society know that there is more than one female, you know what I'm saying, in the hip-hop game. And actually, this is something that, you know, enlightened me as an artist, too, you know, because prior to me entering into it, I used to think it was only one female in the hip-hop game. But, you know, this is something that I want to say, you know, is that, you know, we have one that's notable in the mainstream, you know, but we have millions of females in the hip-hop game, and they are getting paid, you know what I'm saying, just like a mainstream artist would. They're getting paid, too. They're making, you know what I'm saying, they're doing their shows. They're going on tours from international tours. They're making money off of their music and all of that good stuff, you know. So that's what it is, you know. And I appreciate you, you know, keep listening, because I'm going to keep introducing you to a lot of hot female artists out here, you know, all up in your city. You need to know about, you know, and start supporting your female artists, okay? All right?
Yeah.
Well,
you already know I support you 100%.
All right, I appreciate that, too, supporting me and supporting all my female artists. So can you just stay right where you are? We got another call.
I'm on air right now.
What's up with it, girl?
Hey, what's good with it?
Not much, getting it in.
Y'all already know who this is. This Topaz Lachey, baby. You don't have to come and call in and bang in that fire Friday with my girl, L.A. Trina.
That's what's up. Thank you so much. So how's your Friday going?
Huh?
I heard you about to turn it out at the booth tonight.
Hey, you already know what it is.
That's what's up.
Man, so Gina, what's good with it? I heard the remix you did off that Chris Brown track.
Oh, yeah, you heard it?
Yes,
did
I heard
like it.
Yes, fire.
Oh, okay, thank you. That's what's up, you know. Well, I think you got my girl Marley B online, too.
Oh, Marley B online? On air? What's good with it, Marley?
Okay, now she ain't
dying. Okay, 4 6 5 9.
Hey, you're live.
I guess we got somebody's dog or something.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So I mean, we're trying to get it in. You know, I got this song on the switchboard too. You know what I'm saying? And you know, for sure, you know, me and you got to get on that remix. You know, the bossy remix.
So I know that's coming, everybody. You know what I'm saying? I got all these haters, you know what I'm saying, coming out of nowhere. Yes, it is going to be a bossy chick remix. Yes. It's going down.
Yes. Man, that's what it is. So what you got going on this weekend? We got the Mazikas cracking this weekend.
Yes, Hip Hop Invasion tomorrow, everybody, at Mazikas. It's going down every Saturday, of course. Man, just chilling at mom's right now, you know. On this Friday.
That's what's up. Tell the moms out there what it do.
Yeah, you already know. She loves the show last Tuesday.
Yeah.
No, it was this Tuesday. It was this Tuesday. She loves the show this Tuesday.
Yeah, if y'all didn't get a chance to recap on that, I mean, you got to go back, listen to the Tuesday show, listen to the Thursday, listen to the Wednesday. Well, in fact, just listen from Monday through Friday and Saturday, because you won't even understand what happened on Tuesday unless you listen to the Monday show.
The Monday show, right. You have to listen to the Monday show to understand what went on Tuesday and Wednesday, of course. You feel me?
Yeah, it went down, y'all, and I mean, that's what it is, you know. We had fun, though. It was pretty
entertaining. Oh, I have to announce everybody that's in the 661. Yes, we got the party bus thing going on, of course. We're about to get that crack in from Lancaster to Vegas. You already know what it is. But, yes, so I will be putting that information on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, and airing it on Bang Out Radio. So I'm going to get more information, and I'm going to share it with everybody. The party bus, you already know, this summer is about to be cracking.
Oh yeah, you know I'm gonna definitely need that party bus in my life, you know, this summer, you know. So everybody that's trying to party with the Bang Out Radio fam, make sure you get on that bus.
right, get on that good old bus. You feel me, man? It is what it is, and people, man. I will have the information how much it costs for a ticket, of course, man. Bang Out Radio is getting blessed with all these opportunities. Yes, we're gonna have a party bus with a few other people, getting it in, Lancaster to Vegas, partying. You feel me?
That's right. Maybe we can rock some shows while we're out there.
Already know. Yes, you already know. In the party bus, they got the pole up in there, the music, the liquor. You know, you feel me? All that good stuff. VIP, everything.
That's right. You know, we got to be getting it in, you know.
Like a club on wheels.
Exactly. And you can be drunk as you want to be, and they got to worry about
that. Yeah, so I will hit everybody up with that information. I think it's going to be around the 26th to 27th of this month, so I will hit everybody up with the information in the 661, you dig?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That one's going down definitely, you know. So how many people can you take on that bus?
We can take 50 people.
Okay.
50 people. So you already know, Drina, we got to get an in on this one, baby. You feel me? So everybody that want to party like a rock star, hit up that good old party bus. I think it's like $100 a ticket. I'm going to get more information. Of course, you got the VIP. You got the, it's going to be a stripper pole up in there, the music. I mean, shit, you already know what it is.
Yeah, and it's going down. You know, you will catch me on that party bus for show. You know.
Yes, we got to get everybody in there. 50 people. Oh, let's get it.
Oh, that's what's up. You know, so y'all heard it right here first on Bang Out Radio. So you know, this is the station that keeps on bringing you more and more and more. You know, have fun and enjoy yourself. We're doing it
yes.
Right here live on radio.
Get and I in. Love LA Gina.
I love you too, girl. Man, I can't wait to see
you tomorrow. Bang
Out Radio. Bang Out Radio, that's what it is, y'all. You know, you can catch us up there at Mazika's. We will be in the building tomorrow, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
So,
yes,
you know,
Gina.
Come through and enjoy
Gina, you already know to hit me up, Gina, because everybody, you know what I'm saying, they like, damn, Gina killed the track. Look at me now, track, man.
Well, you know, I mean, I got the track right here. You want to hear right now, Topaz?
Yes, yep.
Okay, we're about to drop this. Y'all, this is a Bang Out Radio exclusive, you know, right here.
Uh-oh.
On Bang Out Radio. Look at me now, yeah. Bang Out Radio exclusive.
Yes.
Storm LA Drina in the building.
West Coast
you know what it is. Let go. You wanna rumble in my jungle, but you ain't walk a flock. If I pull a heat out, then you know I'm gon' cock with the red bottom plus, so you know I gotta rock with you. Tryna go down, then I ain't tryna stop. LA Drina in this bitch, I kill you hoes and dig a ditch. My flow is so phenomenal, I murder all you plastic. Yeah, hate me now, hate me later. I'm world champion like the ladies. You want a bench, I'm in the game. I need the fortune, fuck the fame. You the loser, I'm the winner. I eat rap bitches for dinner. Call me the glutton, cause I'm the fucking sinner, bitch.
Ready for this.
Man, I got more bars than Twin Towers and Linwood put together. You already know what it is.
What a fucking commissary, bitch.
Second verse, same old shit. Hottest bars is all I spit. I'm on my grind, that's for sure. 2 days a week on Bang Out Radio. Rest in Star Mob, ABZ. Cali girls, GMG. You fuck with me, bitch, rest in peace. I go so hard just like a beast. Fuck your squad, fuck your swag. Fuck your Louis duffel bag. Fuck your flex, fuck your rag. Baddest bitch you ever had. If you hating on me, then I'm on my job. Special delivery like Black Rock. My boy's crack rated like my man Todd. I'm talking like Wayne, man, I go so hard.
Volume 1.
You know it's coming soon.
For sure.
100% pure thick. That's
what
it
is.
Okay.
Fresh out the shower, give me face for about an hour. Pussy smell like water, keep your nose up in the flower. Her boss bitch mold a nigga like some Play-Doh. Fly like an angel with my motherfucking halo. I have you get your money up, upgrade your bitch. Fake niggas in your squad, upgrade your clique. Show you shit that you never seen before. Like how to cash in on them ratchet assholes. Like how to pop tags on designer assholes. Like get your money now, what the fuck you waiting for? I got more niggas in the GR building. I'm trying to stack my cash like Wayne O'Sillin. Legs to the ceiling, face to the cliff. Keep your tongue doing donuts and windmills on that shit. New fish in the game, call me Big Kahuna. I kill you hoes off, something like a tumor. Fuck the lies and the rumors that you heard. I flip these bars like a motherfucking bird. And shit on you like a motherfucking turd. And keep going on like a motherfucking verb. Can't stop me, cause I'm unstoppable. L.A. Drina, get more cheese than nachos. You dig?
was just a little, you know what I'm saying, a little.
Hey. Elegina.
Trying to get it in, you know.
That's what it is. That's what it is right there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to working with you too, you know, getting that project jumping out with the Bossy Chick, you know, remix. You know?
Yeah, you already know I got to do it, you know, motherfuckers. You already know people, you know what I'm saying? They asking for it. It's about to be a remix,
yes.
Bossy Chick remix, baby.
Yes, yes, yes. And I got that Bossy in rotation now every show now, so it's like. You know?
Right. You know? Yes. Thank God Radio is getting it in. Man, we're about to have a morning show, of course, Monday through Sunday. We got a Saturday show, Sexy Saturdays, hosted by Amanda Baby G, baby. It's going down.
Oh,
it's going down.
The vocalist.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, she's singing. She put on a nice show at Mazika's last Saturday. You know, if you guys don't know about that. That's where the indie artists come out and they're turning it out up there. I'm telling you, they're getting it in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're out here in Hello Valley, you know, you got to come in contact with your girl, Topaz Lachey, you know, let her know what's up. You're trying to get in the club, do your performances, you know.
Yes.
It's evolving to a lot, you know, bigger things than that, you know. So,
yeah.
Y'all stay posted. Stay posted. Bang Out Radio is going, we're going far. So,
yes,
know,
we are. Yes.
We're going far. This is going to be a hot summer, so just make sure you're in tune with what's going on with Bang Out Radio, because we're going to be everywhere. You know?
Right. We all in the air.
Yeah. All up in your earlobe.
Yes, so we are. Bananas.
Yes. Bananas. Yeah, man, that was crazy how last week. Hey, what happened to the glow in the dark party video and the
oh, we're getting that. Yes, we're getting that because I had a couple people videotape, so we're gonna be getting the videos back pretty soon, everybody. Yes.
Yes. I want a video of that so y'all can really see how you know how we doing it over here at Mazika's. You know, it's live. We got a lot in the works for Mazika's, you know. All types of parties is about to be jumping off. You know, the Oldies with Goodies Slam, you know. About to have going on with that, you know. But we're going to be doing it, too. We're going to be having some contests this summer. From twerking contests to every type of contest you could think of.
Yeah.
<You know? laughs> So, you know, shoot, definitely. And we always looking for sponsors, you know, sponsor Bang Out Radio. Let us, you know, advertise your business, too, you know.
Right.
So,
yes,
yeah,
we're
going to
be starting doing that. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. You know.
Yeah.
So we're getting it in. I had a really good show today, you know. All the female artists and all the callers that call in and listen to the show, I really appreciate y'all. You know, it's nothing but love right here, the Bang Out family. You know, and keep calling me.
Yeah.
You know, keep supporting me already. We're going to keep supporting y'all.
Right.
Definitely. You know.
Bang Out Radio.
Bang Out Radio. Hey, one of my daughter, she was like on there. She was like, hey, you know what? You should have like put the Bang Out Radio on the ad lib of that track right there. Bang Out Radio. I'm like, I'm submitting the track to other radio stations and all that, and they like, I'm getting my own advertisement in over there.
That's what it is
like,
right there. We take it over.
Radio. Let me Google it one time, you know.
Google us.
Yes. Yeah, that's the new phrase of the summer. Google me, bitch. No.
Yeah, right. Google. There go radio.
Yes. Google John Doe too.
Yes, so man, we getting it in this summer. We got the man Drina party buses going on. Let's do it. You already know what it is. Man. So everybody that wants to party, let's get it.
We doing it. We gotta get the pool party jumping off too. You know, we need to do a
Bang Out
Radio pool party. You know, so all you artists that's up for that,
You know what I'm saying? Let me know what's good with that. You know what I'm saying? All the Bang Out Radio fans, let's get a hot poop, sizzling poop.
What we going to do? We need to do that somewhere. Really, though, if you got something in mind, let's crack it off.
Oh, we about to. We about to, definitely. You know, we got to get the whole family out there doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a big video so they can see what's really going on. Bang Out Radio is really live, and we
yes,
doing our thing in our community.
Yes, we banging it out, we banging out, boo, boo. And it's live, everybody, and it's not a game, and it's not a game.
Not a game.
It's not a game, it's live, and it's not a game, everybody. This is your girl, Topaz Lachey, L.A. Gina. Whoop, whoop. Man.
That's what it is, you know, y'all heard it right here, Bang Out Radio. We appreciate all the love and support. Keep supporting us and check us out. Look us up, www.bangoutradio.com, you know, and like the Facebook page, Bang Out Radio. You know, you can always.
Make sure, and also, if you guys need graphics, tell us the girl, Lyric Mulani, the Graphics Queen fan page, like it. So add her if you need those graphics done.
That's right, that's right. You know, we got the packages jumping off. Lyric, she is a very talented person, you know.
Yeah.
Y'all heard it right here. Salute your girl.
Yes. You know? We in there like swimwear, baby. Boo.
Yes, yes, yes. And we're signing off. Thank y'all so much for listening in to Bang Out Radio. And we get
Gina, call me. Call me, girl. Message me. We out.
We're
we out
of here.
Bang Out Radio.
Bang Out Radio.
Radio.
Yeah, boy. Let's get him. So, he back again now. Time to give it to him. A lot of y'all don't hustle like y'all.